It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? It's Randy's Kansas City and it's on your radio. If it's going on in town, he'll tell you where to go. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? From Westport to downtown, the crossroads to midtown, whatever's going on, you know he knows. From the plaza to North Town, he's gonna take you all around. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know?
Welcome into a brand new segment here on KCMO with Randy Miller and Randy Miller's Kansas City. And this, I got to tell you, I am so excited to talk to you about this topic today and all this month. We're talking about home building. And the reason that I feel like I'm very uniquely qualified to talk about this is the fact that when you get fired as many times as I have, you live in a lot of homes, in a lot of different cities, in a lot of different places. And we've got the guy to talk about home building right here in Kansas City, especially. Jim Reif is on the program. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy.
Now, listen, have you built every house in Kansas City? Because it seems like it.
No, not everyone.
I mean, I'm looking down this list of the different developments that you've built houses. I mean, Hallbrook, Lock Lloyd, Leawood, Nottingham. You've been everywhere, right?
Well, if you build long enough, you're going to get around them all.
You know, it's so funny, though. People in Kansas City, they're all familiar with those developments that I talked about. But now you're a developer, and now you've taken it to the next level. Now you're building houses, and now you're planning communities and selecting builders in those communities, which is fantastic. How did you go from building houses to becoming a developer?
Well, it's a pretty natural progression. My grandfather was a developer and builder, and my dad was a developer and builder. And so in the 90s, I built the second half of Nottingham at St. Andrews.
Right.
And from there on to others.
What's the first house you ever finished that you built yourself?
It was off 119th Street near Mission in Oxford Hills West.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, how did that feel? I mean, just kind of think back about that very first house. That had to be an incredible feeling of accomplishment.
It was. That's a great thing about being a builder. You get to design something and then build it, see it finished, have people buy it, move in. Sometimes you get the privilege of coming back 20 years later.
Yeah.
And they came out with their baby in the bassinet.
Right.
And now they're in college or older. And it's quite a feeling when you see that happen. And they've been living in that house that you built all those years. It's a real privilege.
That's pretty incredible. We're talking to Jim Reif, and his latest project, his latest development, is a fantastic place called Woodland Trails. It's in Greenwood, Missouri.
Right.
Where's Greenwood, Missouri, Jim?
Greenwood's just on the south end of Lee Summit.
Just past Lee Summit.
Just south of Lee Summit. And it's a very quiet community, has a slightly rural feel, has a really good, relaxed feel in that area. We lived very close there, about a mile away, for 26 years, so I'm very familiar with it.
You know, I moved out to Lone Jack a couple of years ago, and my wife's a horse trainer. So we got to a place where we could, you know, have our horses and enjoy the outdoors and live in a community where everybody had horses, really. And that's kind of the feel you get at Woodland Trails. You know, I've been over there a few times. And first of all, you don't expect to see something that incredible as you're driving down 150. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere is this beautiful entrance and this beautiful community with trails. And how did you find that place, first of all?
Well, it started out as a golf course community before the Great Recession.
Yeah.
And it had been, as such, graded where it had a lot of rolling topography, beautiful trees, ponds were built, and since it was going to be a golf course community, it had over 4 miles of concrete cart paths.
Yeah, right.
And so it had a lot to offer. It became available, and so I snatched it up.
Now, did you know immediately when you looked at that, did you say, this is it.
Well, I just saw it as a real opportunity. There was so much there, and it was such a beautiful piece of ground. So much is all about the ground.
Right.
You see the ground. I mean, some ground is just kind of plain and non-inspiring. Other ground that has trees and rolling hills, it just has a natural aesthetic feel and beauty that attracts you.
I've always wondered about that, that same thing about people who build golf courses. You know, how you're able to look at a piece of land and say, yeah, that can be, we can have three houses over there, we can have two things, you know, like, I mean, but you've really got to have that eye for that. And all of these different communities and your other community, Woodland Shores, absolutely outstanding. Now, you built Woodland Shores, that development started how many years ago?
About 15 years ago.
Okay. And it's a lake community and a lot of boats and fishing and different things. And, I mean, it has become like the go-to place in Jackson County. I mean, really, as far as luxury community lifestyle, right?
Yes, and it was also a unique opportunity in the fact that we had half a mile of shoreline on Prairie Lee Lake, 716-acre legacy park across the street, all of Lake Jacomo, thousands of acres on the north side of us. So we're just nestled in there between lakes and parks.
And so is that what you're talking about when you say lifestyle living?
Yes, I'm talking about more than just going to your home and shutting your garage door and living in there and in your backyard, that you have a development, a community that has other activities and things that you can enjoy, such as in Woodland Shores' case, there's boating. In Woodland Trails' case, we've got the trails. We've got the beautiful pool concept.
Well, and you're also right across from James A. Reed Park.
Right.
I mean, James A. Reed Park has a million lakes just in the park.
Right.
That's a beautiful place over there. And so you've got that situation of, you know, you're nestled in there in a beautiful community development, but at the same time, everything around you, stuff to do.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. And that's tougher and tougher to find, don't you think?
Yes, I think a lot of
especially
places,
around Kansas City.
They're trying to cram as many houses as they can in a small area.
Right.
There's a lot of economics involved, and it takes away from things. You feel a little crowded.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room here, Jim. We're talking to Jim Reif, developer, and his new project, Woodland Trails, which, by the way, is on phase two. Phase one is already, you can't get phase two. So when you hear something about a home builder or you hear something about building a home, people tend to run. People tend to just run away, and then because it's so overwhelming. And you've got all these stories. You know, you tell somebody you're going to build a house, and one of your buddies says, oh, good luck. I mean, that thing will never be finished. Why is that? Why are there so many nightmare stories about home building?
I think realistic expectations is the key.
Yeah.
There's a lot of details in a new home. And for all the problems people have, if they really sat down and made a list of all the benefits versus the problems,
right,
it'd probably be a pretty one-sided list towards the benefits.
Yeah.
Anytime you have as many issues and details as you do in a home, you have to go into it with the perspective that there's going to be something or a few things that just didn't come out exactly the way you would have liked.
Well, because you're designing something that may be the biggest purchase you'll ever have, and you may live in it for the rest of your life. So you need to pay some attention, right?
Well, absolutely. The other thing is, I think people aren't oftentimes, they don't do the research they should.
Right.
You know, people get online and they're going to buy a new TV and they can read all these reviews.
Right.
And they put forth a lot of effort. They probably maybe don't even know where to start with a home builder.
All right. Well, that's a good place to leave this, because when we come back, I want to talk about some of those things that you need to look for when you're building a home. And over the next 5 weeks here on the program, we're going to take a look at how you can do step-by-step building a home, how to plan it, how to maybe have the right expectations, and why Woodland Trails may be the place you want to call home and get that kind of, you know, that room to breathe, as you talk about. because there aren't many places left in Kansas City like this, and Jim Reif is going to tell us all about it. We'll be right back here, Randy Miller's Kansas City, on KCMO, 710 AM, 103.7 FM.
It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? It's Randy's Kansas City, and it's on your radio. If it's going on in town, it'll tell you where to go. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? From Westport to downtown, the crossroads to midtown, whatever's going on, you know he knows. From the plaza to North Town, he's gonna take you all around. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know?